Is this thing on? Alright, great. What's up, you guys? This is Samuel Shuba, your host of the I Could Say a Lot Worse podcast. I don't know why I'm loud. Probably because I'm tired. I get loud when I'm tired. Bear with me. This may happen throughout this episode. Before we get into today's topic, I would like to say a few things about what's going on currently. Unfortunately, we are in the midst of a global pandemic, and in this country, the people that are handling this, that are supposed to be tackling this issue, are just grossly incompetent, and it's a little scary. Things are not looking good, and they're going to continue to not looking so good. So since the people that are supposed to be tackling this issue are grossly incompetent, I hope everybody out there is being responsible, is taking care of themselves, taking care of their loved ones, practicing social distancing, staying at home, and most importantly, following the CDC guidelines. And another thing is that, you know, because of this, there's going to be some financial hardship that's going to come our way. And again, I hope I was more optimistic talking about this, but it's not looking good. So whatever the case may be, whatever hardship that you're going to go through because of this, guess what? It's not your fault. All right. So I don't want you to go around beating up yourself saying, oh, I should have done this. I should have saved this amount of money. I should have taken this turn at life. At some point that it just, yeah, it's not your fault. We're gonna get through this together. All right, that's the message for the day. I hate to preach. My intention wasn't to come here and preach, but you know, hard times, hard measures, right? So today's topic is gonna be the topic of likability and politics, especially on the left, right? The reason why I decided to explore this topic is because it has become a recurring sentiment when it comes to Bernie Sanders, right? A lot of people saying, yes, I like his message. I like the platform that he's running on. I just don't like him. Right? So I just don't like the guy. Right message, wrong vessel. To me, that sentiment is just ridiculous. I can't possibly comprehend it. But just because I can't comprehend it doesn't mean it's not out there. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So I did the hard thing to do, which is to actually take this series and consider to explore what the fuck it is about. Okay, so yeah, we're gonna get into that today. And the reason why I wanted to get into this is not because, listen, it's over for Bernie Sanders campaign and Bernie Sanders, right? I'm sorry to say this, but it is, as much as it hurts me to say that, it is over for our guy Bernie Sanders. So the reason why I wanted to explore this is, what should we do going forward, right? Because again, the movement should be bigger than one person with Bernie Sanders, and the movement should go on. The movement should march on. And so I just wanted to, you know, explore that idea of how are we gonna, you know, get past, how are we gonna get, you know, how are we gonna outmaneuver these people, this specific demographic of the Democratic Party that just cannot warm up to Bernie Sanders, right? Now, if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, I know what you're going to say, right? Which is, listen, the idea that Bernie Sanders is not likable enough is just a myth. It's not real. Because one, he is the most popular senator in the country. Two, his net favorability is higher than everybody else that was in the race. And then what else? Most of his most of the people, he is the second choice to a lot of the other contenders supporters, right? Like, he's number two choice for Joe Biden supporters. He was, I believe, Elizabeth Warren's, and I believe Pete Buttigieg's as well. Probably Tom Steyer's as well. So, if those things are true, which they are, right? Because the scientific pulse shows that those things are true. Why was it so difficult for Bernie Sanders, even when he was doing fantastic, even when he seemed to be running away with the whole thing, he wasn't able to push past the 35-38% margin, right? Why is that? That's what we're going to have to ask ourselves. Now, there are so many other things at play here, right? The bad media, like the media consent that is just completely is the mouthpiece of the establishment that works 24/7 against Bernie Sanders, right? Just the neoliberal propaganda that has brainwashed people for the past 40 years. Those things are real, and we cannot ignore those. But on top of that, can likability be an actual issue? And there's not, it's not a crime to explore those things, right? If it's an issue, we can, like, we have to work, we're gonna have to start working on that right now, so that next time around we're not gonna lose because of stupid issue as such as likability. Now let's get into it. When you think about it, Bernie Sanders, especially in this election cycle, was positioned in a better way than he was in 2016, right? Because 2016, he ran against Hillary Clinton, who was a household political name, and while doing so, he basically had zero name recognition, right? Nobody knew who he was. He was this old guy who seems like none of his jacket fits him. He never combs his hair, and he comes on TV, national TV, with like a little, like, I don't know, dandruff on his shoulders and stuff, like, anyway, like hair flakes on his shoulder. Like, yeah, that Bernie Sanders. But somehow he did all his, you know, stump speech at every turn. He made people listen to him. He was consistent. He stayed on message, and he was able to build this amazing grassroots movement that almost had him win the election. You know, even though he was running against a very flawed candidate, a candidate that was under scrutiny for the past 25, 30 years, both because of her political career and her personal life, all right? A person that was under scrutiny, sometimes from, you know, bad actors and terrible grifters, and sometimes from well-meaning folks, right? So, for better or worse, it was really difficult for him to run against her, but at the same time, Hillary Clinton was a beatable candidate. And we did learn that in the general election, that she was a beatable candidate. Fast forward 2020, before the election was even, like, before Joe Biden even announced his candidacy, whether he was running or not, he was the presumptive nominee already, right? It's like he was leading the polls by like 30, 40 points, right? Across the board, like, he was just the presumptive nominee. Again, Bernie Sanders did what he does best, stomp speeches, you know, sticking to his guns and to his message and being consistent. And he did what he had to do. And it seemed like at some point he was gonna run away with the whole thing. Again, that wasn't the case. again, you can say so many other things, you know, were against them. The odds were stacked up against them. But, I'm sorry, stacked against them. But still. He was not able to carry the ball all the way to the finish line. Think about it. Even when he was doing fantastic, he never was able to push over the 35-38% mark. You got to ask yourself, why is that? Why is that? There were people that liked him, but even people that liked him were not as comfortable with his presidency. And then, of course, there are the never burners that were completely against his presidency. There were other people that were just, I don't know, I should explore elsewhere. I don't know about this guy. I'm just not sure about this guy. But again, like I said, he was better positioned in 2020 than he was in 2016, because 2020, all he had to do was, because he already had the name recognition, you know, most of his ideas are pretty much mainstream at this point. So all he has to do is, he has to come in and convince people that he is more electable than Joe Biden, and he is the guy that can beat Donald Trump. And listen to me, when he was doing that, that's when he was best positioned to win the nomination. Again, I don't know, I don't want to get into, like, you know, what happened afterwards and why he, like, light a little, you know, lit up on that message as to why he was the best candidate to beat Donald Trump. We're not going to get into that. This is not the topic of conversation today. But he was well positioned in this election cycle than he was in 2016. But unfortunately, as soon as people were given the signal that Joe Biden, that they it's okay to vote for Joe Biden, they flocked to Joe Biden. They're like, bye Bernie, we're going to Joe Biden. That's not a good sign. And I know we're going to be, oh no, it's because, you know, Barack Obama, it's because of DNC, it's because of the media. True. But as the man who is saying that he's against the establishment, we expect him to go past those influence and past those, you know, hurdles. There was no easy way for the nomination nomination for Bernie Sanders. So now let me get to my second point. Who are these people that do not like Bernie Sanders? Now, let's be honest. There is, they're like, oh, he's a communist or he's a socialist part. They're silly people. Move along. We're not going to talk about them today. But the first one is, there's this group of people, there's this demographic that is pretty much a demographic that just started flocking to the Democratic Party because of Donald Trump. Mostly people from the suburbs, right? Like the suburbians. They're not just warming up to Bernie Sanders. Because again, this is his brand of politics is not what they're used to. So they say shit is, I'm sorry, they say things like, yeah, I agree with his message, but I don't agree with the guy. I don't like the guy. I'm just not comfortable with him. I don't even know what that means, but they say that. Okay. These people usually does not vote on policies, right? They see the policies, they may say, oh, I mean, it's a nice, they're like, what? Would you say universal health care? Yeah, I guess. I'm not going to say, like, people should go without health care. I guess you can give it to me. But more than anything, what they base their choices on is, like, just mere likability. They say things like, oh, Joe Biden is a decent man. He's a good man. You don't think, if you say anything bad about him, like, the first thing they would say to you is, like, you don't think Joe Biden is a good guy? They really care about, like, the aesthetic of politics, right? They like the platitudes and stuff like that. Silly stuff. And then there's another group. This group of the Democratic Party is, of course, the technocrats, the managerial class, right? The people who are so obsessed with credentials, like white paper credentials. People that, like, get off by, like, oh, how many languages somebody speaks, or what school that somebody went to, or what school somebody, you know, was a professor at. What faculty did you teach in? Right? Those people, perfect example, my sister is a medical doctor. And I was having a conversation with her, like, last summer. And I was asking, like, oh, so, you know, who are you voting for? And she's like, oh, Elizabeth Warren. I was like, oh, why not Bernie Sanders? She's like, I just don't like the guy. Plus, Elizabeth Warren, you know, she has all the plans. Right? Elizabeth Warren is the, you know, and my sister said the same thing as well. Like, oh, I agree with him on the issues. I just don't like the guy. Right? So, these are the two classes that would have pushed Bernie Sanders over the line if he was able to actually have those people come over to his side. Unfortunately, he was never able to do so. Part of it maybe because of Elizabeth Warren, but that's another topic for another day. We're not going to touch that. But now the question I cannot for the life of me answer is, so going forward, how are we going to be able to find a candidate? How are we going to groom and recruit a candidate that's going to appeal to these people? Now think about it. We're going to have to find somebody likable. And on top of that, we're going to have to find somebody that is, quote unquote, competent in a way like technocrats see, like, deem somebody to be competent. This person, and then this person has to go and win a general election, right? These three things are going to be related. And this person does not exist. As of right now, this person does not exist. Because I'll throw you some examples, for instance, right? Let's say, it hurts me to say this, but Andrew Yang, even though his UBI ideas were not as comprehensive as any of his platforms, let's say that, was not as comprehensive as they should have been, he was likable, right? Like, you can put him in that likable box. And in a way, you can also put him in the technocrat box. And then not only that, you can put him in this outsider box. You can put him in this, oh, this guy can build a grass movement, a massive grassroots movement. He checks all the boxes, right? But guess what? Again, his platform is not comprehensive. He is way to the center than a lot of people would like to admit to, especially his supporters. So that's a huge compromise. As a leftist, you can't be like, Andrew Yang cannot be your ideal candidate. Like I said, so you can check all these boxes. He's likable. He can build a grassroots movement. He can appeal to the technocrats. But guess what? He is a compromise. Like he's super compromising. He's super to the right than what we would have liked for him to be. Next example. Oh, by the way, Andrew Yang would be, to me, he would be a great general election candidate. I'm going to throw you another example. AOC. AOC. I don't know how well she does with the suburbs, but I think she can speak to them. She can definitely build a grassroots movement. I think she's well capable of organizing an amazing campaign, right? The technocrats love them some AOC for some reason. Even though she doesn't check that technocracy box. But guess what? She does not do good in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And that's a recipe for a fucking disaster. So think about it. For us to find somebody that's going to go ahead and win in Florida, as well as in the heartland of America, as well as in the South, to get all the black folks vote, it is almost impossible. It's almost unattainable. The way Bernie Sanders' case, the case he was trying to make was, okay, I'm going to go out there and bring people that has never participated in this political arena, and they're going to come out, vote for me, and I'm going to win. Guess what? That did not materialize. We can't count on young people. We can't count on poor folks, unfortunately. And most of them voting for Donald Trump anyway. So where does that leave us? How are we going to approach these people? This too specific voting block that I just described for you, who are you can't appease them. You cannot put a candidate that's going to be appealing to them without compromising. So what is it going to be going forward? And that is the question I'm going to leave y'all with today. And this is it for me for today. I know this is, it just leaves me really unsatisfied, and it's just a sticky, sticky situation. I just can't wrap my head around it, and I just can't seem to figure it out. But it was bothering me, so I just wanted to come here and just dump it on y'all so that you can just share it with me and see what you can come up with. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Yo, stay safe. Like I said, wash your hands, wash your ass. I'm just kidding. Do what you gotta do. Be safe out there. Love y'all. Bye.